After surviving the March mosque massacres that killed 51 and left dozens injured, a group of almost 200 victims and their family members have arrived in Mecca to complete the Hajj, one of the five pillars of the Islamic faith. The group, including Superintendent Naila Hassan, are guests of the Saudi King Salman bin Abdulaziz. Bridget Burke reports.
Still on crutches, almost 5 months after he was shot in the leg inside the Al Noor Mosque, Al Shahade Sinawi has arrived in Mecca in search of peace.
To come to the sacred place like Mecca, it is a big relief. It is a big relief mentally, and you know, just even also you get like a holiday, away from what happened to you in that place.
He says he came to Mecca to remember the friends he lost at the mosque on March 15.
You know, just some of them, they were very close. They used to come and visit sometimes on a daily basis. And this is, it's no way to forget. When I go home, I look at the couch where some of them used to sit. It just reminds me of them. I see them everywhere.
Accompanying the group, New Zealand's highest-ranking Muslim police officer, Superintendent Naila Hassan, who thanked Saudi Arabia's king for inviting the group on this special journey.
For him to extend this invitation to almost 200 New Zealanders to come and perform Hajj and continue on their journey of rehabilitation has just been something so big for all of us. So to be able to start Hajj in a couple of days is the most exciting day, you know, since that terrorist attack.
Kamal Darwish was killed at the Al Noor Mosque. His mother, who travelled to New Zealand from Jordan for his funeral, died in Christchurch a few days later. The 38-year-old left behind his wife Rana Farage and three children. Speaking in Arabic, Rana Farage said she was still struggling to believe her husband had passed away. Performing Hajj would help her feel pure from the inside and heal the wounds of the attack. Superintendent Hassan said she felt privileged to be part of the group.
For me personally, it was deeply, deeply painful, you know, because being part of that community, but it was also deeply painful being a police officer because, you know, you really feel like your job is to protect people. So that was really tough, but being part of how we have recovered since then as a country and being in the New Zealand Police, I'm so proud to be a police officer in New Zealand and be a Muslim.
Over 1.6 million pilgrims are in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj, which concludes on Sunday. For Checkpoint, Bridget Burke.